All right, Festus is here, so it's time to get started. Let's go, Warriors. Let's go, Warriors. Let's go, Warriors. Let's go, Warriors. Yes, thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm San Francisco Mayor London Breed, and it is so great to welcome Warriors fans far and wide to San Francisco City Hall to raise the flag. You know what's interesting? Just like San Francisco has been counted out, people continue to try and count out the Warriors. They said we wouldn't make it to the playoffs. Well, guess what? Saturday, we're going to show them what we're made of. Last year, when they counted out the Warriors, guess what the Warriors did? They brought home a championship! So they can keep counting us out, but we're Bay Area strong, and when we come together, we make magic happen. We're sending energy to Sacramento today to make it clear that we stand 100% behind our Warriors. We have the basketball team, the men's basketball team from San Francisco State, the women's basketball team from San Francisco State, the men's basketball team from USF. We got all of our various athletes here to bring love and support to the team. And we are so grateful to have many members of the Warriors staff, because today we're celebrating an incredible milestone. We're bringing people together to get hyped. The mayor in San Jose, the mayor in Oakland, the mayor in San Francisco, we're coming together to officially declare in the Bay Area Blue and Gold Day. And I want to just recognize Festus, who's joining us here today, an incredible star of the Warriors. He did great things, and even though he's way too young to be retired, he still brings that blue and gold energy to every single game. So we're really honored to have him here today. And to really get everything kicked off in the excitement and the momentum of the thing that is about to happen during the playoffs, tonight, in honor of the Warriors, we are going to light City Hall in blue and gold. So I want to thank everyone for joining us here today. And I want to ask at this time the Chief Operating Officer, Brandon Strider, to come forward and accept the proclamation, officially declaring it Blue and Gold Day in the city and county of San Francisco.
Thank you.
All right, Brandon, get them fired up. Yeah.
I think you already did that, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor Breed, and thank you, everyone, for being here today. Thank you to all of San Francisco and the entire Bay Area for helping us celebrate the start of the playoffs with Blue and Gold Day. So we are super excited and super fortunate to be entering the playoffs for the 9th time in the last 11 years.
Yes!
And you all know, during that span, we've been to the NBA Finals 6 times in the last 8 years and brought home 4 championships. And I think the mayor hinted at this, but we're hoping to add to that tally here in the next couple of months. Now, it all starts this Saturday night, 5:30 in Sacramento. You guys know we've had our struggles a little bit on the road, but rest assured, we have won at least one road game in 27 consecutive playoff series. Of course, an NBA record. This is the first time all 4 teams in California have been in the NBA playoffs, so this is the first time we've ever played the Kings. It is going to be a lot of fun, not only for the Bay Area, but for the entire region. Now, during an 82-game season, teams tend to have their ups and downs, no different for the Warriors. We had injuries, we had losing streaks, we had winning streaks, but guess what? We got Gary Payton II back.
Yes!
We got Andrew Wiggins back. We got our young guys playing their best basketball. Jordan Poole, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody.
Yes, and what about the three-pointers?
The three-pointers, speaking of three-pointers, were led by our three Hall of Famers. Stephen Curry, future Hall of Famers. I'm anointing them early. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. It's all coming together at the right time, playoff time. So now let's talk a little bit about Dub Nation. Last week, we had our last regular season game. That was our 471st consecutive sellout. That means every game since December of 2012 has been played in front of a sold-out crowd. We have the best fans in the world. Dub Nation comes strong. And guess what? Our players feel that on the court. 33-8 at home this year. 11-1 at home during the playoffs. We need Dub Nation. If you don't have your tickets yet, Warriors.com, get that done. We cannot wait to see Dub Nation out in full force next Thursday for Game 3.
Yes, we need a coupon code.
Thanks again, everyone, for being here, and let's go Warriors!
Now to talk about what it truly feels like to be a champion is Festus!
What's up, Dub Nation? I gotta bring this up. What's up, everybody? What's going on? So he just talked about the advantage we have here at home. And I talk all the time about the loudest arena I've ever been in. This is game three of my rookie year. It's 2012. Made the playoffs for the first time, right? And so they tell us the whole year long. They say, well, you don't understand. Like, this, everything you're experiencing right now, you've been in loud arenas, you've been in Staples, you've been in, at the time it was called Staples, you've been in Staples, you've been in the Garden. Just wait till you get to the playoffs. And we get to the playoffs. Game one was in Denver. And game one was regular as every other game. And I'm like, wait, when does the playoffs start? And then we got home to game three of the final, of the playoffs here at home at Oracle Arena at the time. And it was rocking. So I already know how Dub Nation goes, all right? So we need y'all these playoffs as it comes around. You give this team a huge home court advantage. Every time we win, it's like the whole city wins. So we appreciate y'all's support the whole time. And that's why I'm back here rocking with this team because, you know, Steph Curry and this guys that I grew up with is really important to me. So this year is going to be as big as any other year we've had so far because these guys really need your support. So y'all going to rock with us or what? Yeah. Thank you so much for your support.